We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Casey Smith and Jarrett McKenzie, and we got some questions from listeners that we'd like to answer. But before we get to that, we got a case study this week talking about some mutual fund investing. Got a few circumstances surrounding this. Olivia and Andrew, 36 and 37, relatively young folks. Got a child, 3 years old, previous AGI of $53,000. Had a pleasant bump in their household income, so Andrew changed jobs and received a significant pay increase, and Olivia returned to work. They have an opportunity to really boost their savings. They don't plan to spend the newfound income right away, so they're looking at investment options.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we get down to the details, recommended a suite of mutual funds for their investments. An advisor has said with less than $60,000 in the account, he recommends mutual funds as a way to get diversification. Also suggested reducing the emergency fund and investing it into their brokerage account. They have an emergency fund, where are we, about $1,200 bucks a month, so probably about 6 months worth of that, right?
Sure.
So what do you guys say, mutual funds?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting topic of conversation, and we're a little bit unique here at Hensler in that we don't typically always recommend mutual funds to clients like
it's
a lot
not
of
our
advisors
default.
Do. That's not our default, exactly.
Right.
That's a good way to put it. So, Jarrett, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, and I'd also say that, you know, at this asset level, as Troy mentioned, I mean, you know, they've got about $60,000 in each of their accounts right now, and they're still stacking away some money. And so while we would prefer to use individual securities here, you know, there are clients with these lower asset levels where it would make sense, especially in Olivia and Andrew's case here, because that primary benefit that they're getting, I think, is the diversification that, you know, that they otherwise maybe would not be able to get if they were using the individual security. So if that's the primary objective there is proper diversification, I think, that's the mutual fund is definitely an appropriate consideration.
Yeah, it seems to be justified that they'd be in mutual funds at their asset level. The diversification, as Jarrett mentioned, for those of you who are listening and don't know the difference between mutual funds and you know, an individual stock portfolio, that's essentially the individual stock portfolio is like a mutual fund. A mutual fund is just a collection, it's a basket of individual investments, whether it's stocks or bonds or
right.
even some types of alternatives in some cases. And they've just packaged it together as so that to make it more affordable to be able to get the performance of that basket of securities, that whole portfolio. You're buying the portfolio.
Right. So when you buy a portfolio, what you're trying to do is diversify away the specific risk of a company.
Exactly.
You might have a CEO in a specific company that goes out and does something crazy, causes the price of that specific stock to go down. If you only had an investment in two or three stocks, you suffer from that.
Yep.
But if you buy a portfolio of stocks, which you can with a mutual fund, you can always also get this with an ETF, and we probably ought to flesh that out
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Yeah. Because
it is such a major topic of conversation these days. But the difference is getting that portfolio versus a stock.
Yes.
An individual specific risk stock.
Right. And you mentioned ETFs, and similar to a mutual fund, the ETF
it's more passive.
It's more passive. Most of the time, they're going to be following an index. So, S&P 500,
right.
Dow Jones, whatever your major indices are, there's going to be an ETF that tracks that index.
Right.
And it's going to give you, it's going to mirror the return. So, if S&P's up 10%, then your investment's going to go up 10%. Same thing on the downside. If it's down 10, you're going to lose 10 in the ETF.
Tracking is going to be minimal, meaning that the differential that you get relative to the overall index that you're trying to invest in is going to be minimal, and
right.
it's usually impacted by things like the expense ratio or the fees within the ETF,
exactly,
which generally tend to be less than those within a mutual fund.
Right.
So you said something about active management means, you might buy a portfolio in a mutual fund that is similar to the S&P 500, but it doesn't own every single stock within the S&P 500. And
right.
even at that, the weights, like, we talk about the financial sector
right.
when we first came on. Financial sector, just for argument's sake, might be 15% in the S&P 500, but in an actively managed mutual fund, it only might be 10% of the
right.
total.
Exactly.
So you can overweight or underweight sectors and either own or not own certain stocks within those portfolios.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and one of the things, you know, you got to be careful about, especially in a situation like Olivia and Andrew here, is, you know, as we talk about all the time, as we see frequently at the end of the year, having much less input and control over some of the tax implications that might incur because
Absolutely.
Of ownership in these funds. I mean, a lot of funds are going to be required to pay out net capital gains to their investors, and so that's not always a choice that you have, and so you may be forced, your hand may be forced to increase your tax
right.
liability.
Yeah. So exactly. So when you talk about tax liability, this wouldn't be impacted on a retirement account. So
right.
if you've got an IRA or a SEP or something like that, KEO, you're not going to be hit with the tax.
Sure.
But in a taxable brokerage type account,
yep.
then you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
You could buy something today, it spit out a dividend tomorrow, and guess what? You owe tax on it.
That's right.
Because it doesn't matter how long you've owned it, you get the characterization of whatever it was in the mutual fund.
And that's different than owning an individual stock. If you have an individual stock that's down, you can sell it, realize the loss, which you can do in a mutual fund too. But
right.
mutual fund is going to be required to pay out those capital gains, whereas you have the option to hold that stock. And if you want to wait till the beginning of the next tax year to sell it, then you have that ability to be a little bit more flexible and help your tax planning situation a little bit with an individual stock.
Right, yeah. So mutual fund is a good way to get diversification. It's a little more costly than an ETF. You got active management, so you could beat the index, but at the end of the year, you got to be real careful and not get something that you really didn't go for.
Right. That's it.
So, guys, let's take another quick break. We'll come back and answer some listener questions.
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a dollar. This is getting awesome.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.